Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
The Club. Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
What a vibe.
The Club.
Yeah,
Club
you did.
1080.
Unbelievable.
Souk and Rob's
brother.
Passion are always the passion at the club.
I like turtles.
Got you.
Great mouth right. Harp there.
Yeah, nice job, Patrick. Welcome back. Hello.
Seriously?
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good.
It's been a while since I've done that, so you got to kind of...
Do you like that, or does it make you nervous?
No, it doesn't make me nervous at all. I think, fortunately enough, I've listened to this show over the last... however long you guys have still had a job.
I'm sorry.
And and so I'm very kind of familiar with how it works. So it's kind of like fun. It's kind of put your stamp on it.
Yeah, right. It's like your own creative license.
Yeah, it's hard for me to know what the hell I'm looking at, though, because there's so many and they're so tiny that sometimes I just got to
Well, Mike knows where they all are.
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen it because I have no, like, I'm
the
not
farts
allowed.
The farts are right there.
Right. Well,
and all the Kawasaki stuff is right there, too.
They all have different colors, but... Uh-huh.
They don't let me touch that board, but every now and then, like, I'll sit over there, like, when Rob's
sports
gone.
Sports is sports.
And I'll look at that, and how anyone knows where anything is.
Right.
Yeah. You only know where certain things are.
Yeah.
You don't know where all of them are.
There's so many pages, and it's just...
Yeah.
And the writing on it is really small, and my eyes are terrible. I just stare at that thing, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I filled in for Lynch once for a week with you guys, and I'm currently just finished two of my 5 weeks for Will, and I've completely wrecked their whole thing. Because it just doesn't make sense to them, so I try to make it look better.
Well, it's exciting to have you, Patrick.
It's like when someone organizes your room or office or something, and it looks way nicer, but then you're like, damn it!
Where's my stapler?
Like, where is everything?
I know, I'm sorry, guys. Like, these kids, they're like college kids and slobs. This stuff is just not efficient.
Where are my socks? They're not on the ground where I left them. I don't know if you do this, but
that drives me crazy.
There is a... When I go to sleep at night, because I go all naturel... There is no putting away of whatever I happen to be wearing at the time just ends up right by the edge of the bed. And so, like, a lot of times with just, like, shorts or, an old shirt or whatever, I expect them to still be there. So if I'm just, like, running an errand or something and I'm going to go put on some sweats or whatever, I go to the edge of my bed and then they're gone. And I'm like, well, hell. Like, where'd they go? And I understand that someone is just trying to be nice by moving those. But now I'm thrown for a total loop because they should be there in a pile right where I left them.
Hmm. I tend to agree with you.
Yeah. It's there for a purpose. It's not just because I'm lazy, even though I am.
Yeah, but could you...
It serves a purpose.
Is there a...
No, there's not a solution. Just leave it alone.
Well, I was going to say, is there a... what's that word?
Compromise?
Yeah. Where you could maybe, like...
Trifurcate.
Hang it on the door or something.
No,
you know, so that way it's a little bit more, it's less like,
I don't know why
messy.
It is, but like I go right to the edge of the bed, like right in front of the nightstand, and it's just, everything gets dropped right there and then it's into bed. Hmm. That way when I wake up, if I do have to go somewhere, I can get right back into it and head about my morning errands.
I do dislike it when someone asks, hey, where did I put my whatever?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Now, if you ask, have I seen it?
Yeah.
Well,
I've seen it.
Maybe.
It's somewhere around but it's this like, general area.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. go find it. I tell you what, I'm anal about keeping track of my stuff, though.
Are you?
Yeah. Like
I'm
all over. Yeah, you're like my wife. My wife's just like, I don't know what I do.
It's somewhere around here.
My wife does this, too. I'll be like, hey, could you pull out that, I don't know, thing, that file or that, yeah, the
widget.
Widget, and because I need it. It will take her 3 weeks. Yeah. She'll be like, oh, I'll get to it. I'm like, well, it's just not that hard. Like, can we just pull it out right now? Don't mark that.
Please go ahead and mark it.
And she'll be like, then she gets mad. She's like, I just lay off. I'll get it. Like, but like, I need it now.
You don't need it
and
now.
It's not far. It's like right over there, I think. Can you find it?
It's in the general area. I do this one a lot. It's either here, there, possibly over there. On the off chance, it's around the corner. And if it's not one of those nine places, then I don't know what to tell you. But I've seen it. I do a lot of that. I've seen what it is.
So you're a smartass.
No, because I really do. It's like someone will ask me, hey, have you seen, again, whatever? And in my mind, I have seen it. And I've seen it there. I've seen it over there. There's a possibility I moved it here. But then again, maybe it's out here. And I can give you a rough idea. It's like a game of hot and cold. But I really do struggle putting things in one spot. Like you would think when I come home, I've got the desk right as you walk in the house, like 10 feet. And you would think that my keys, wallet, phone, everything should just go on the desk. When you walk in, it's right there. I have to walk past it, whether I'm going upstairs or into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And yet 30% of the time they don't end up on my desk. And I don't know why. I want to be better. I really
you don't
do.
Know why.
I don't. I hate it about myself. I wish I was better. I understand that living with me is an unmitigated nightmare. And I don't know what to do.
If you wish you were better, you would be. This is clearly not a priority for you.
I do wish I was better.
Then do it. That's not hard. Putting your keys in the same spot every night?
Again, to quote the great Kevin Hart, no one wakes up and is like, you know what I feel like doing today? Effing up. Hey, this is the day that I screw up. No one intends to do that.
You're not talking about something difficult.
There's lots of things that are difficult that you F up on a day-to-day basis, and this is mine.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the key, here's the key. I'm going to give you the key. Be an organized person. Here's the key. The key is to staying organized is to do it a little at a time, right? Like, in other words, if you misplaced your keys, make a point to find your keys and put them in the right place before you have now misplaced the next thing, which you misplaced the next thing.
Yes.
Right? So the key is to have everything. If like one thing is out of place, you got to correct that because it's all got to be right most of the time. You know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
So when the house gets a little messy on a weekend or something or whatever, that has to be slowly. You don't just go, oh, we'll wait and we'll fix it all Sunday night. No, no, no. I'm going to get my S in order right now.
Right now.
My keys are going to be in the right place. My phone is going to get charged. I'm going to put that there. My hat's, you know?
Yeah.
That's the key. You're kind of constantly doing it, which is maybe your problem is that your mind isn't. You're not thinking about that.
Uh-uh.
For us organized, and it's a curse, believe
me. It's always there.
Always thinking about that because if things are, this is just for me, but if things are out of place, too many things, I feel like if things are out of control. It's like a little minor control thing. It's a weird mental deal, but that's what it is.
Yeah, there is an element to that. I wish I was more like that. And like I said, 60 to 70% of the time, it ends up where it needs to be because it's just force of habit. But the other 30%, and I literally will have this thought, right? Oh, well, I'll just put it right here. I'll remember that I put it there.
Kiss of death.
Yeah.
Kiss of death.
I'll be in the other room or whatever, and I'll realize that my wallet or my keys or something is still in my pocket.
Terrible idea.
And instead of going back to just put it on my desk, I'm like, oh, I'll just throw it here on the mantle or whatever, and I'll remember that it's there. I never remember.
You know, the same is true for like weeding your yard. Like if you don't like weeds, like one weed drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a little at a time. You see one, you pull it right then.
Yeah.
Like you don't just say, oh, I'm going to get the weeds next weekend. No, no, no. You pull that effing weed right now. There. You send those other weeds a message. You will not pop up.
I wish.
It's that.
If I could change one thing about myself, well, that would be hair. If I could change two things about myself, luscious Jeff Bridges hair, and I wish I was more whatever you would call that.
Organized,
detail-oriented, something like that.
Yeah.
Because it really does drive me crazy. And then the same is true if I'm leaving the house.
I really feel like you can do this.
I've tried over the years, and I don't know if you have this. So I leave the house every day, like mid morning, right? And I leave for the day. I bring a gym bag with me, and so all my stuff has to be packed. I leave for the day, and then
that's good.
Yeah, and so
that's your stuff.
That's my stuff. I don't think there is a day goes by where I don't forget something.
Yeah, you're my wife,
and it drives me insane because I'll get where I'm going. And as I'm leaving the house, I'll even do this one. Okay, double check. I got this. I got that. I'm good. Whatever. And then I get where I'm going and I realize, well, S. And it's always something just stupid. Sometimes it's even stuff that I have laid out or positioned so that I don't forget it and I still forget it.
I'm usually pretty good with organization. I usually remember where stuff is. But I live on the second floor and it's only like 13 steps. But I am notorious for walking out of the house, and the second I get to the bottom of the stairs, realizing, crap, that one last thing. Outside of that, I'm pretty good.
At least you're still in the house. I'm halfway for you, to wherever the hell I'm going.
Okay, can I attempt to help you in this regard, too?
Yes.
The forgetful things?
Yes.
I think that what I do that maybe you... I think that what you should do in this instance to forget fewer things... is walk through exactly what your next several hours are going to look like.
Yeah.
Right? Because you in your head, you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the gym, then I'm going to get some meat. Yep. Where am I going to eat today? And then I'm going to go do this and do that.
Yes.
Okay. So of all those, you got to walk through them and think about what you will need for every one of those things. You have to do that before you leave or else you're going to forget something.
Yeah. I think
so you have to get it all the way to the job to work here because you sit down at 3.
Yes.
You know, you know, your headphones or, you know, you'll need those. You'll need your...
Happens all the time. You know what gets me a lot? Socks and a belt. Like, a lot of my pants don't fit without a belt. Like, they'll just fall down and I don't think about it. I grab some pants and I'm like, okay, I got everything. And then I go to put on my pants after, like, the gym. And I'm like, and I know for the rest of the day, my pants are around my ass. Because I don't have a belt.
Man, that sucks.
That happens to me all the time. Or I'm like, well, I forgot a pair of socks or I forget a towel. That's always you ever shower without a towel? I have to go get a handful of paper towels.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm drying myself up what did I forget?
Here's another
freaking towel.
Here's another idea from one of our listeners. Keep a bag in the car with towels and things that you forget.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
I need an emergency road kit, but instead of like road flares... It has socks and towels and belts.
So as you know, I'm a big flip-flop guy.
Yes.
But I play golf, right?
Yeah.
So in the summer, all my golf socks are in the car.
Interesting.
Because I'll inevitably leave without the socks for the shoesies.
Yeah.
And that's no good. So I have socks and hats in my car. And sometimes long sleeve things just in case it's cold.
Yeah.
And they just stay in the car.
See, this now we're talking. This is an idea that I can get behind.
Yeah.
I need like a little storage container, like a little mini suitcase and
that'll help you.
Pack it with things.
What about this? Do you unpack when you get home from a vacation immediately do you leave your stuff for weeks?
No. I went to Ben.
So this is my wife.
I went to Ben, what was it, 3 weeks ago or whatever when I went down and-
Your bag's still on the floor with a bunch of stuff in it.
Ah, but it's in the closet. So I did put it away in the closet.
Jesus.
And here's the bad part. Like 3 days ago, I went into that bag and got a pair of pants out. Wearing those pants right now, by the way. Didn't put the rest. I searched through the bag, took out the pants, left everything else. Even put one or two things back in the bag. In the bag.
See, I am straight unpacked.
Yeah, someone
even dead tired.
Someone should murder me. If you live with me long enough, you should just stab me in the face.
Well, maybe she will.
I believe me. She did burn me with a cinnamon roll once out of anger and frustration. She took a red-hot cinnamon roll and jabbed it into my arm. And I can't even fault her for it because, quite honestly, I probably deserved it.
That was a message.
It really was. Have you ever been assaulted with a pastry? Because I have.
I have not.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that feels good.
No, she tried to stab me with...
cinnamon.
She tried to stab me with a butter knife.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we move on to animal news.
Yeah. Did you see what happened in the Bronx Zoo?
Well, I saw something about it, and it was drones.
Oh, well, there's two pieces. This one was
that the Bronx Zoo?
No. The Bronx one is where the apes decided to, get a little freaky in front of the people. And the photos...
Oh, that happens all the time.
The though. Photos are spectacular. two gorillas decided to engage in oral activities in front of people. And it was great because a bunch of parents started freaking out, and then a bunch of people started posing for photographs in front of the apes. I didn't know necessarily that, like, apes did that. I mean, you know, apes get it on, but this was full on, like, one laying down, knees in the stirrup position, and then the other ape,
All right.
It's the best photo. The one circling around is just some guy taking a selfie in front of it, and it is absolutely hilarious. And apparently, people at the zoo couldn't handle it. A lot of complaints.
Got to cover the kids' eyes.
Oh,
God.
Which, those Karens. Heaven forbid the apes have a good time, right? We've put them in ape prison. Heaven forbid the apes.
Yeah, I see the photos here.
Had a little kissy-kissy time, and now people are asking, where did the apes learn this, and, where did they learn it?
Well, they're bored.
Exactly.
They're in a zoo.
They're exploring.
What would you do in a zoo?
I'd like to believe that someone is showing the apes porn. apes are smart. They learn sign language. What if someone's showing, apes like you porn? Like, here's some Pornhub, and you're holding it up, and the apes are like, hey, I don't know what's happening here, but, I kind of like what you got going on.
Fantastic.
Anytime you go to a zoo and you see animals engaging in some sort of nefarious behavior, is it not, the best day at the zoo ever?
Well, yes, because they're doing something.
Yes.
I mean, zoos are cool. Don't get me wrong.
I think they're sad and depressing, but...
Well, but, I mean, it's cool to see the animals, yeah. Up close. But, yeah, you're just hoping that, one, that they're even out, because half the time they're just laying around sleeping.
Get out of here, panda jerk.
And two, that something cool's going on.
I just like that the headline is, parents horrified as gorillas engage in oral sex in front of kids. That's the headline.
Yeah. Look
there.
At that.
Parents horrified.
He just drops her head.
Yeah,
and
it's just... It's go time.
Is that a he or a her down on the under?
I think the... I think that's the male on top.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
He just kind of shoves her over and says, all right, I'm going in.
This is And I'd like to...
She seems to enjoy it.
Yes! I would like to believe that there were a bunch of parents yelling and screaming, and there was one person...
Oh, didn't last long at all.
No.
Look at that. It was like 30 seconds.
It was pretty quick.
Wow.
I'd like to believe there was one guy there that just would... All the other parents were yelling and covering eyes. There's one dirty, like, perv in the back, like, yeah!
Get after it!
Woo! Oh, dude.
All right!
Would you have turned
USA,
away?
USA.
Well, I mean,
would you have turned away from that?
You're watching that. Look, I'm watching it, but I might turn away because I feel bad about the privacy sort of thing.
Yeah, I might like watch it for a second and be like, oh my goodness, and then probably turn away.
You would?
I think I would see what they were doing, I think I'd turn around.
Really?
I think so, Well, because I think I'd be like, whoa, hey,
you
they're getting down.
I feel bad for the
animals. You're at the zoo.
Again, I feel bad for
them. I feel bad that they're at the zoo in the first place.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're walking through the zoo to see them and watch them do things, and here they are doing the coolest thing ever, and you turn your back?
Well, look.
That makes no sense.
It might be more of like, I don't want people to see me watching
them.
See,
that's
what
it is.
That's what it is.
You feel like you have to turn around.
Because let's be real. We've all seen a lot of sex.
But you don't. Exactly. Yeah. You don't. I'm moving closer to the window.
Rob pulls out a bag of peanuts.
Rob's the one guy that shoves someone out of the way. He's like, hold on.
I'm like, wow, kids.
Get out of my way, little kids.
Look at this. It's not every day you see this, kids.
Look at how the ape enters the female.
Then the video, they're like pulling kids away. They're just people are scrambling.
It's just a little, you know.
It's a little bit of a how's your mother, actually.
A little bit of
ooh, hello.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh, it's the best thing I've seen in a long time. Beautiful. I was at the zoo once and I saw an otter. They kept going by us, and he was engaging in self-love, and he just kept going around, and it was the most hilarious thing. And one of the kids, like there was a kid who was probably like 8, was asking the mom like what he was doing, and the mom was trying to explain away, you know, something other than what was going on, and the kid said, well, it looks like, you know, what he was doing. And the mom was like, no. And there was a zoo lady who was there. And she goes, actually, no, that is what he's doing. And gave this explanation that otters do engage in self-gratification. Yeah. And it was, I've never laughed harder in my entire life because the poor mom was just
horrified. Well,
yeah.
Otters also engage in what biologists call forced copulation, which in human life we call rape.
Yeah. Well, you know, dolphins do that too.
And it says dolphins do, bottlenose dolphins, chimps, ducks, and orangutans.
Hundo P.
Now, someone's on to something here. If zoos are having a hard time, what about the all-erotic zoo? Where it's just...
That's what I'm saying.
It's just
a bunch of hopped-up animals.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of zoos, horny animals getting it on. I wonder how well that would do. I think it'd be a little more interesting than the normal zoo.
Hey, I've got an update on soaking.
Really?
That's yeah.
Soaking?
Well, you know soaking, right?
Oh, I'm familiar with soaking.
Yeah, you were Mormon once.
I love that everyone always, like, people when they bring that up, they ask me, and I'm like, dude,
you were Mormon.
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Why? You know you soaked.
No. Again.
So here's what soaking is.
You're asking the wrong person.
So soaking, and we've talked about this many times here on the show.
Yes.
But when Mormons who are forbidden from sex... young people will insert and just lie there.
Yes.
And so what they're saying is not moving.
It prevents it from God.
There's not sex.
God can't see you.
That's right.
If you're apparently God is like a T-Rex.
You'll make God cry.
His vision is motion activated. So as long as you just stay still, God can't see you and then hit you with his his sex drone lightning bolt.
Squirrel.
You'll be fine.
So that's what soaking is. And we on this show find that funny.
I can't believe that's a thing.
It is a thing. We've long debated amongst my friends if that's a good thing. I mean, like, why would you even soaking or just nothing? To me, nothing is better than soaking.
And see, I totally disagree.
But to them, soaking is better than nothing.
Yes.
So there has been an update to soaking. Okay, there's a new thing.
Soaking is old news.
Well,
we've moved on. No, does it involve apes?
There's been a layer added to the soaking that still doesn't constitute sex.
Someone said Big 12 soaking. BYU using the Big 12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's now Power 5 soaking. It's no longer independent soaking.
Wait till you hear this. And this is courtesy of one of our listeners who forwarded this on to us. Okay. We'll get to this next. Here is Patrick with SportsCenter.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, so follow-up to our expose we once did on soaking, where Mormon teens who have convinced themselves that putting a schwanz into a...
yeah, we know.
And then not moving...
Putting the ham into the sandwich.
...is not sex.
Yes.
Okay, so they've convinced themselves of this, but...
The Lord doesn't count it.
That doesn't seem all that ideal.
No, it sounds terrible.
So that's called soaking. This new to internet, or at least new to our world on internet, forwarded on to us by a listener who asked the question, have you guys discussed this new wrinkle yet? The answer is no. There is something called jump humping.
What?
Okay, so this is when, and this was illuminated, is that the word? By a girl on TikTok or whatever social media, where she is standing on a bed and she is looking at the camera. Somebody's taking a picture with their phone.
Okay. That's
and awkward. She looks like she does not want to be doing what she's doing. And there appear to be two people under the covers, allegedly soaking. And she says on the caption, it says, when your bestie is called to soak in a BYU dorm and you have to jump hump for her.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So jump humping.
There's no way that's a thing.
Jump humping is when you get someone to jump on the bed next to you while you're soaking so you can get some friction going without technically causing the movement.
No, that has never happened. That's never happened.
That is a thing.
That has never happened.
It is a thing. It is on internet.
No, it is not.
It is.
That cannot be a thing.
And it's quite innovative, if you ask me.
It really is. I mean, it's look, that's complex problem solving. The rat has definitely got the cheese in the maze. That can't be a thing. It can't be.
Read through the thread. It is a thing.
No. No, no, no.
Now, the question is, would you jump hump for me if I needed you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there. I'm there
yeah,
for
sure,
it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Of course.
I'll check that out.
I'll never do that before, but for you, buddy, I got you.
We're under the covers, though. I'm not showing you anything.
Are you soaking or are you jumping?
That's kind of lame.
No, I'm the soaker, and I need a jump humper.
Can I, like, kind of kick at the covers a little bit? Like, just like, oops.
I like how you're so anti this, but a buddy needs help, and you're like, Damn, yeah, I'm a good friend. Right.
If someone needs someone to jump on a bed, look, I got you.
You are the best choice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're going to get the most friction.
Yeah, you're a big guy.
A lot of mass going up and down on
and
there.
And then maybe he falls down later and we all get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, oops. You know, I trip and fall. And I'll offer some words of encouragement as well. I'm very positive, can-do attitude.
It's a real thing.
I have a hard time believing in the soaking.
That's like the world's worst threesome.
Yes. Yes, it is. I have a hard time believing that the first one is a thing, and yet people swear that it is. This one, though?
Come on, man. How do you not believe this?
It's a bridge too far.
No, it isn't. Why? It's innovative. It's ingenuity. Mormons are smart.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man, that guilt that rests, that bag of bricks, man, just put it down. Put it down. You know, that's called the Shawshank Redemption. You've come this far. Maybe you're willing to go a little further. Yes. Yes, you are. That being said, hit me up. I'll jump on some beds for you. Can I do like one of those atomic drops, like when you're on like the trampoline? You jump and then you do the big bounce?
That'd be the big one. And then you just hear, oh.
You just let me know. I'll jump. And then when you want the big bounce, you let me know. We'll drop the big bottom on it and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out coming up next if your brother is a fan of this.
Well, he went to Pullman.
Do you think he'll know what this means?
I don't think so. Although
he's an active LDS.
He is. And I don't know if he's involved with the youth or not. Like, I don't know what he.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know what he does. Like,
does he jump pump for the youth? He's a big guy. He'd be a good jump.
I'll go out on the limb and say the youth are not telling Big John about.
Probably not.
Jump pumping? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. But there is like in the church, like there's callings where you work with like the youth. And I don't know what my brother does in church. Like everyone has like a job. It's like a calling that they do. I don't know what he does.
Maybe they're just glad he shows up.
No, I think
that's his job.
I think John's like a well-established. John will be like a head cheese one day. He'll be like a bishop or something.
He seems that wholesome.
Yeah, I think they like John.
He seems like the real deal. You know,
That
guy's not.
No, he's legit.
Yeah,
I've tried corrupting him many times. It doesn't work.
Yeah, you'll catch him in a good mood. Ty France just went deep. One zip Mariners.
Boom. Well, there you go. Here's the question. Would John break that moral code for a Mariner like World Series?
Oh.
Therein lies the question.
You must jump hump and the Mariners get to the playoffs this year.
Wait, are his kids Mormies?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say his oldest is with his girlfriend. Because they could hump if they were married, right?
Yeah, he's going to be so uncomfortable by this.
Well, we don't have to. Well, okay, so let's just say that his oldest is with his girlfriend and he calls his dad, I need a jump pumper. And John goes, I am not, this is ridiculous. Why would you call me to be your jump pumper? Because you're a big guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm calling you because I have the power to make the Mariners win a World Series. Will you now jump pump for me?
Where does John draw the line?
Will he do it?
In regards to a celestial World Series.
That's right. Where is his moral code?
Do you think it hangs over him like the trash cans does for Dusty? Because you tell Dusty, like, hey, you won a World Series. He's like, I know.
But it took the Lord's intervention.
Yeah, yeah. And then John goes, hey, you got a World Series. He goes, oh, I know. He never gets past it.
Right. Celebrating. Anytime anybody brings it up, he just thinks about jump pumping for his kid.
Oh, if there's something that's going to make John never come on the program again, it may be this.
Well, we don't have to talk about it with him. Let's see if he's listening.
It's probably best that we veer away from this topic.
Right, so this will be fun. We'll bring him on next, and we'll see what he does. We'll just let him drive the bus,
See if he responds.
But meanwhile, we'll all know that we're wondering if he'll be a jump pumper. All right, John, wrap it up.
I wish everybody could see his face.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here he is. Hello.
What's up, gentlemen? Hey. What is up?
Yeah.
Bad John.
What? Are we losing him?
What is happening?
Are you jumping right now?
What's happening?
What? I'm right here. What?
Are you jumping on a bed?
What? Oh, Jesus. What? Wait, strike that from the record. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm actually in the car with my lovely wife right now listening to the Mariner game.
Okay.
Perfect.
So you didn't hear what we were talking about?
Oh, no. I'm familiar. I heard the conversation, so.
Wait, how do you do that? You're listening to the Mariners.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Because I always flip over to you guys right before I come on just to see, just all to right. get the pulse of the room, and
yeah.
you know, and I, you know, you never know what yeah. you're going to find out.
That's right.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And an awkward conversation was made more awkward by the fact sitting next to my wife, who didn't. I have heard. I have people on the street, and I have heard about these phenomena. My wife had not.
Yeah.
So I was trying to balance the conversation you guys were having mm-hmm. with trying to explain to her what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then the great Patrick Harris threw out the, you know, what if we brought a World Series? And before I could say anything, my wife goes, "Oh, that's disgusting and ridiculous." And she looked over at me and I'm like, been to the playoffs in 20 years.
All right, how about this, John? Let's change it from your kid to just some random
USA,
kid.
USA!
I think you're jumping, John.
Now, of all the dumb stuff that's out there, like, I've heard this. Is this, do we even, I mean, we don't yes. know that this is
very real.
I have my doubts, too, but quit dodging the question, John. Celestial World Series, do you jump? Yeah, it's a yes. I mean,
that's a yes.
That's a yes. Yeah. You can't say it because Heather's there. It's a yes.
Listen, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Heather isn't turned on by this?
Listen to the signal. I don't know. That's a good question. Are you turned on by this at all? Maybe we should go home.
Have you seen him jump on the bed, Jason? You know what happened the last time he jumped on the bed? He broke the whole thing.
That'd be a
true.
Successful jump pump.
Yes, that's what behind the couch is for. What about a couch? What about a couch?
Hey, let's go behind the couch. Yeah. Listen.
Are you on your way to a Cheesecake Factory by any chance?
No, why? What does that have to do with it?
Don't worry about it.
Look up Baker Mayfield. That's all.
Oh, boy. No, but I would say that there's not much I wouldn't do to try to get the Mariners to the World Series, but this may be in the wrong neighborhood. I'm not 100% sure I'd be comfortable with that.
Yeah, of course. He's saying he's not 100%, but he's also not saying no.
Well, I don't like to deal in absolutes, right? There's always... We always operate in shades of gray. I mean, do I get tickets to the World Series, or do they just are there?
Well, I mean, they're it's there, so I'm assuming you have the opportunity to get to Seattle and see a World Series.
I like how you're negotiating
game.
This. Yes. Look, you just want to help your kids, right? We always want to help our kids. Your kid needs a little help.
If there was a kid who had the power to create a World Series appearance, surely he can throw me a couple of seats down the first baseline.
One would think.
Right?
The question is, as Heather said, is does he have the ability for you to not break the bed when you jump on it?
Right?
I'm just picturing Step Brothers when the bunk beds collapse.
This is a terrible idea. Why did you let us do this?
Oh, good times.
That was one of my favorite John segments ever.
Ever.
Of ever. All time. Right there.
Make a best of someday.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I feel like that's definitely in the cards.
All right. Well, listen, look. Maybe the Mariners can do it here in the next little bit before I have to compromise myself. We are close this year. We're two back with nine to play. We're in the ballpark.
All right, go Mariners.
Godspeed.
Have a good night. No soaking, you kids.
Love you guys. Go Mariners.
All right. He handled that way better than I anticipated.
By the way, we all know that the answer to the question is now officially yes.
Of course he would. And that's amazing that he said that. What honesty out of that man.
I did not think. I thought he would deny, but he knows. He knows.
Hey, you got to help your kids, man.
Everyone's got a line somewhere.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, Patrick. We will have Mike back on Monday. 3-7 to Thank you, night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.